The verpine behind them continued to press forward, and now Jaina found herself holding the swarm back with the force as a long durasteel capsule shot out of the adjacent tunnel and whooshed to a stop in front of the loading area. The capsule opened along its full length, the entire upper quarter sliding upward. Jaina got a brief glimpse of two rows of inward-facing seats before verpine soldiers began to literally spill into the capsule.
"Come on, Jedi."
Fett grabbed her and jumped into the writhing mass, elbowing and kicking alongside the rest of the passengers as he fought for a place. Jaina used the Force to keep a small area around them clear until a loud hiss sounded above their heads and the door slid closed. An instant later, the capsule shot down the transport tube and the entire mass of occupants was thrown toward the rear of the passenger compartment. As the capsule reached full speed, the Verpine quickly began to untangle themselves. Jaina and Fett sat across from a soldier she thought she recognized as their guide.
"Nisguin?"
"Correct," the insect replied.
"So what's the situation, topside?"
Nisguin fell silent for a moment as he consulted with his fellow Verpine, then said,
"Our surface batteries have taken a heavy toll, and the enemy's first assault shuttles are starting to land. Their white shells are beginning to debark."
"Which airlocks?"
Nisguin was quiet for a moment, then reported,
"No airlocks. The initial mass is swarming high ground rocky plain, 20 kilometer left."
Fett turned to Jaina.
"The next time I do a base inspection, remind me to bring my own communications officer. Or better yet, not to get caught in a surprise attack at all."
"Like you'd listen to a Jedi."
Jaina turned to Nisguin.
"Isn't that landing zone near your fusion's plant exhaust ports? 20 kilometers down the left side of the asteroid?"
"Correct. We assume that's how they intend to enter the hive."
Fett's alarm suddenly grew as sharp in the Force as the Verpine's pheromones were in the air.
"They won't enter."
Nisguin's antenna straightened.
"You think they hope to sabotage our primary power supply?"
"Hope isn't the way I'd put it. The power grid is about to blow."
Fett's declaration sent a clatter of dismay through the capsule. Fett turned to Jaina.
"What do your Jedi instincts tell you about this attack?"
"That someone wants the Verpine munitions industry for themselves," Jaina replied. "Verpine manufacturing is nearly self-contained, which makes it a tempting target. The Verpine have been supplying all sides since day one of the war, which makes them everyone's enemy. And they're unaligned, which makes them ripe for the picking."
"They're aligned with us. But who's the someone behind this? The Morphs I didn't kill already? Or did your brother send them?"
Jaina thought for a minute, then shrugged.
"My gut tells me it's too early for Jason to have the Morphs under control, but he's full of surprises."
Fett's viewplate slid from Jaina back to Nisguin.
"What's happening with the white shells?"
"They've penetrated our positions around the exhaust vents and..."
The Verpine's answer came to a halt when the capsule went dark, dropped to the tunnel floor, and began to buck, bounce, and knell as it clanged down the passage. Jaina felt herself starting to fly forward and used the Force to stick herself in place, then instantly regretted it as big spiny insect bodies began to slam into her from behind. Fett's sleeve lamp came on 3 meters away, swirling and blinking as he tumbled forward with the other passengers. Jaina pulled her knees to her chest and tucked her chin, making herself small, and felt a sharp pang as something creased the durasteel wall behind her. A terrific screech sounded from the front of the cabin, followed by a rush of dank air and an enormous clang from the ceiling at the rear of the capsule. Then the noise stopped, and the Force began to churn with rolling waves of pain. Jaina snatched a glow rod off her belt and shined it toward the front of the passenger cabin, where she could just make out the glow of Fett's sleeve lamp buried beneath a couple meters of crooked insect limbs and cracked thoraxes. The front of the capsule was gaping open where the bottom of the nose had been torn away, and the iron smell of insect blood was thick in the air.